You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
Having a hard time finding your favorite show on shortwave or satellite? The Christian Media Newspaper now provides program guides to all the top Christian, patriot, and alternative radio programs. 4 times a year, they print an updated shortwave and satellite program guide. Christian Media is $20 per year and includes news and interviews on Christian books, video, music, and broadcasting. Subscribe now and receive a free Christian music compact disc with your paid order. To subscribe to Christian Media or receive more information, call 520-333-4578. Once again, to subscribe to Christian Media or receive more information, call 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. Call now.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a nonprofit community service.
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, today is a very special day, as you shall soon discover. As you know, we have been tremendously, shall we say, concerned about the future of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network and the financing of the programming and being able to send out over the satellite to all of those affiliate stations who are listening right at this present time across the country and around the world, 24-hour-a-day network programming. As some of you may know, we are also involved in the acquisition of a 50,000-watt major metropolitan station, and we cannot disclose anything other than that at the present time. So we have gone back to an old friend, or I should say the old friend has come back to us. We received a phone call not too long ago, and in just a few moments you're going to meet him, and we're going to talk about the arrangements that we have made to take care of all of that stuff. So don't go away, folks. I'll be right back after this brief pause to introduce you to our new commercial partner on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network and, of course, the Hour of the Time.
Bring it on!
First up.
didn't have the will to carry on. Illusions in my mind. Like that picture when you feel you can't go on. Like you're gonna die. Life goes on now. Take the truth that don't keep it.
Well, Gene Miller, it's been a long time. Welcome back to the Hour of the Time.
Well, it's good to be here. It's, what has it been, a couple of years?
Well, it seems like that long. I don't know if it's been 2 whole years or not, but it certainly has been a while. What have you been doing in the meantime?
Well, I think the last time your people heard me, I was working for another gold company, and fate had it that I opened up my own company, and so for the last... It has been just about 2 years now that I've been doing the same thing at a company called Southwest International Trading.
Uh-huh. Is this your company?
This is my company.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to hear that. Now, I mentioned, I think, a week ago, right after you called, that maybe something was in the works with you and I to solve the financial quagmire that the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network finds itself in without a sponsor. And, of course, Craig Smith and Swiss Smith Trading had started out sponsoring the network for a 24-hour-a-day period, and we were in the process of getting broadcasters when for business reasons, we parted ways.
Right.
There's no animosity between us and Swiss America Trading or Craig Smith. In fact, he remains a good friend of mine, and we're certainly grateful for the 4 years of sponsorship that he provided for the Hour of the Time, and the I think it was 2 or 3 months that he provided sponsorship for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. But now... we're welcoming Southwest International Trading. Gene Miller is back. For those of you who don't know Gene Miller, he used to be a regular guest on this broadcast once each week. And he would come on and tell us what was happening in the stock market and the precious metals market and with numismatic coins and all of these kinds of things. And many of you really got to consider Gene as a personal friend and spoke to him on the phone and did business with Gene and all kinds of things. And of course, he helped a lot of you with other matters. And we have negotiated and talked, and Gene and I have been friends for a long time. And we have arrived at a solution to a mutual problem. He needed a way to advertise his services. And I needed a way to provide money to make the network viable and maintain the ability to broadcast to all of our affiliate stations and to expand the programming to a 24-hour-a-day coverage, which is not going to happen immediately, but it should happen if this works. And, Gene, why don't you, I was just sitting at my desk and you called me. Why don't you take it from there?
Well, you know... I had been out of contact with Bill for, gosh, it's been several months, and to be honest with you, I lost the phone number. And on my computer, I thought, well, there's got to be, you know, William Cooper is out there and world renowned. I mean, he's known all over the country. And I thought, well, I'll look him up, see if I can find him on the web. And sure enough, I think it was through Veritas, looking up Veritas, I found the phone number, and I kept dialing a couple other numbers, and lo and behold, we got together, and what we came up with, folks, because, you know, I was looking for new advertising avenues to get our product out there, to let people know that we exist and that we're on the air, and Bill Cooper, when we worked with him with Swiss America, you know, he had a huge following. Let's just face it, Mr. Cooper was number one and still is in the radio business and shortwave and whatnot, so I thought, well, we'll get together with him, but the one thing that I know that probably was a concern to Bill and whatnot, that the only real money that was being made was by the coin companies. And I didn't want to see that happen with Bill, so we worked out an equitable deal that any business that we do through Southwest International Trading that comes directly as a result of his program, the proceeds are going to be split 50-50 right down the middle, and half of it goes into worldwide radio and the radio program here, the Worldwide
Freedom Radio Network.
And the other half will go into Southwest International Trading. And so it makes it fair. It makes it equitable for both of us. And
let me sort of interject here that it was never unfair before, that all of the sponsors that have always provided airtime for the Hour of the Time, based upon my specific contractual demand, never paid me or my family or the Hour of the Time or the Harvest Trust or anything that I have ever been personally involved in any money whatsoever. And that's what, because then we had income from my book, Behold a Pale Horse, and I was more concerned about doing a broadcast that could not be labeled as a broadcast for money. And you all know that I've been tremendously concerned that that everything is on the up and up, and that the ethics and the morals displayed and carried out, the documentation and the sourcing of the information on the Hour of the Time be unquestioned. And it has always been that way. But now it's not just the Hour of the Time. We have literally purchased a satellite audio subcarrier, which costs a tremendous amount of money each month, whether we use it or not. And if it were not for the fact that to send programming up to that satellite through the satellite uplink, through the phone lines, costs an awful lot of money on top of that, we would already be providing satellite programming 24 hours a day for all of our affiliate stations on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. So it's gone beyond just the Hour of the Time, and whether or not I or the Harvest Trust or the Hour of the Time is making any money. This contractual relationship, this business relationship between the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network and Southwest International Trading is to be able to provide the money to make the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network a viable entity 24 hours a day, providing programming for all of our affiliate stations and listeners, whether they be on shortwave, satellite, or any of the over 700 low-power FM stations across the country. And, of course, if our acquisition of a 50,000-watt station comes through, we will be broadcasting in a major metropolitan area, a major area. And that is tremendously important to me and many others, freedom-loving people in this country. So it's not about anything other than that. And previously, we have never needed to make an income from any of our broadcasting because we never had those kinds of expenses, and our previous sponsors only paid for the satellite and airtime. They never paid us any money whatsoever of any kind through any medium or through any back channel or through any trust or anything whatsoever. And that's got to change now. And so what we've done is we made it so that when you participate by helping yourself, you know that I'm about you helping yourself. You all have heard me say that millions of times. I'm not about socialism where you take from somebody who has to give to somebody who has not because they're not working. And if somebody needs something, they should get it through their community and through their community charities and not from government or from any other method. So in this manner, we're providing a product that helps you protect your assets. And we're talking about numismatic coins. We're talking about gold and silver bullion. We're talking about gold and silver coins from the modern era from different nations, all of those kinds of things, which, as you know, and tomorrow we'll rerun the Stephen Jacobson tape, Wake Up America, just in case you've forgotten what this is all about. just to protect your assets. We're not talking about you making a killing off the gold or silver market at all. And in the process of you helping yourself, you will be able to help Gene Miller make sure that his business survives, take care of his family, and 50% of whatever profit is obtained from any purchase that you make through Southwest International Trading will go to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Now that means if you spend $100 with Southwest International Trading, I'm not going to get 50 of those dollars, folks, because in the precious metals market, most of the price you pay is the cost of providing those to you. And a dealer, of course, purchases the bullion or the gold and silver coins or the numismatics at a much lower price than you could ever hope to obtain them for. He then puts a markup on, which we have both agreed, and I've insisted upon, Gene has always felt the same way, that there should not be any kind of gouging in any kind of business that we do. And so we have a specific set markup that will always be the only markup. We'll never go over it. We'll never go under it. And that markup will be split directly down the middle between the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network and Southwest International Trading. So there's a three-way helping match going on here. You're helping Gene's company survive and helping him support his family. You're helping the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network survive, and you are also helping yourself by investing in precious metals in order to protect at least a portion of your assets so that in any financial calamity, you're not left in the ditch. You won't lose everything, and that's what's really important in my book. So I'm going to turn it over to Gene and let him talk for a little bit, and then later on we'll take your calls. And you can ask us anything you want to. I don't care what it is. And you can talk directly to Gene. But Gene, there's the microphone. It's all yours.
Well, I guess one of the things people need to understand is, you know, why they need to do this. And we were talking about this earlier before the program. People are motivated to buy on three basic reasons. One being greed, meaning that you're thinking you're going to buy something, whether just commodity A, whatever it may be, whether it's gold or silver or stocks or whatever. They're motivated by either greed, wanting to make a huge killing in the market. They're motivated by fear that something's going to go wrong. They need to protect themselves. Or, and this one I hadn't really ever thought of. Bill came up with this one, responsibility. It's a responsible thing to do in order to protect your family. It has nothing to do with either greed or fear. It's just plain responsibility. You know, I have a family. I've got a beautiful 3-year-old son plus older children, a beautiful wife. And we live in a home in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it'd be real irresponsible for me to say, nothing's ever going to happen. I'm going to live forever. Nothing's going to happen to my home. But that's irresponsibility. So I put fire insurance on. Now, do I ever want my house to burn down? Not at all. Do I want anything to ever happen to my life where my life insurance may be paid out? Not at all. But it's a responsible thing to do. And I think when we look at precious metals, we got to put aside greed, number one. Hey, I can't tell you that you're going to make a dime as far as the market going up. So I think in the long run, when things start to collapse and calamity hits and the markets are going south, will gold go up? Yeah, I personally do believe that. But that's not the motivating factor for why you should buy it. You know, because you're buying it to hold for long-term preservation. There may come a day down the road in the future that you're going to need it to actually survive with, to buy with, because your FRNs, your Federal Reserve notes, this funny money that you got in your back pocket, isn't going to have any value. It won't make any difference how much of it you've saved. It won't carry any value anymore. So you're going to need the gold and silver not to make a huge profit and turn it back into paper money, but to actually literally survive with, to use as a means of buying and selling or buying groceries for your family. So it's a responsible thing to do. You know, one of the things that I've been watching in the newspaper, and hey, I know, you know, reality is there's a lot of you that are listening right now that probably got money that is saved up. You've got it in the stock market. More and more people have put money in the stock market in this last decade than any other time in history. It's been a phenomenal run that has happened, but yet these things all come to a close. And if you sit along blindly thinking this is going to go on forever, you're vastly mistaken. Just in today's paper, it says, this is from an expert out of Los Angeles, California, that runs a $30 million investment fund of primarily wealthy families. And it says, when the stock market crashes, it will be like an earthquake leveling a city. And he says he's starting to feel the rumblings. He says within the next 12 months, the stock market will plunge by 50%. Within the next year, we can expect one of the major financial crashes of the century. We feel there will be an economic depression. We don't think people will have a chance to get out. Now, again, I don't say that to give you fear.
Where did that come from, Gene?
This came out of the Arizona Republic, today's paper. So it's actually a reprint from the Baltimore Sun. So it's been syndicated and put out to several newspapers all across the country. Yesterday, USA Today, major newspaper, and it's talking about the experts and their assessments of the market and what they think is going to happen in the future. You know, you got to realize we've had this market, except for yesterday and today, we've seen six straight days of unanswered record highs. And you will most likely see this summer the stock market, or certainly by the end of this year, the stock market top over 8,000 points. It could continue to go up because of the amount of money that you and I, or you people out there, or whoever's listening, is pouring into the market. But you got to listen to what some of these people are saying. David Shulman, he's the chief stock strategist of Salomon Brothers. Now, here's a dyed-in-the-wool, you know, paper person. He's all for paper money, okay? And that's what he does is deal in stocks and bonds, and that's his job. But he says this is a lot like the late 1920s blow-off that preceded the famous stock market crash. But Pullman, he says that this is no time to be pouring money into the stock market. Sometime late summer, the Federal Reserve, alarmed at how much the stock wealth is emerging, consumer spending, will raise rates to cool the economy. We have a real problem. Stock market is too expensive, and I'm not going to chase them. Others are saying the stock market is proving to be a runaway freight train of large cap stocks as a value investor. This market is extremely challenging, uncomfortable, and distressing. Investors are driving prices to levels that are going to prove to be unsustainable. You know, it's just, like I said, it's a responsible thing to do. Hey, I don't want to see all you people put all your money into gold. That's irresponsible as far as I'm concerned for me to tell you to do that. There are people, myself included, that I feel a lot more comfortable because I know that no matter what happens in the world, in the economies of the world, I can never go broke owning gold. You know, I may not make a huge profit. Gold's not been doing anything really in the market lately here, so my gold holdings that I have haven't gone up much, but I don't have it for that. I don't have my fire insurance to make any money. I have it for protection.
But isn't the truth, though, that as long as the stock market continues to climb, gold can't do anything?
Exactly. You know, it will be when the market corrects that you'll see gold start to go up. People will start to flock or it'll end up probably be a panic selling due to the enormous rise in the market. It's like the old adage, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Well, the same thing that will happen in the stock market, it has gone up so high with an unanswered correction in this market. The little thing that we saw in March where it dropped a few hundred points wasn't a correction. It was just a little blip in the market. But when we talk about a correction, you're talking 20 to, you know, anywhere from 20 to 50% back down to levels that where the market represents a fair value. Stocks are really right now four times their book value. The S&P 500 are up as much as 20 times their book value. The dividends are down to about 1.78%. When the stock market crashed in 78, dividends were more around 2.75%. So we dipped way down into, you know, dangerous territory. So you have to kind of take a look at what's going on and use a little common sense and say, gee, should I keep all my money in this, or should I have enough sense to take a little bit and be responsible and think about, instead of gambling it all and making, you know, all this killing, hey, I'm all for, I'm an American, you know, I'm all for making money. I mean, it takes money to buy my groceries. It takes money to put gas in my car. I wish I could just go abracadabra and it happened, but it doesn't. I have to go to the grocery store and pay for it with something. So, you know, I'm not against making money, but I have to not have enough sense that if I've made some, let's take a little bit of that and put it aside now for that rainy day that could come down the road.
I think there should also be some tremendous skepticism about all of this when you realize that they're telling you that it's a tremendous period of prosperity and economic improvement, and you go to your bank and open a savings account and they pay you 2% or less interest on your savings account, and you can have thousands of dollars in there over a long period of time and make literally nothing in interest after you get through paying the fees and charges and, you know, your checking account service fee and all of that kind of stuff. It's insane to do that. So in a way, they're discouraging saving. They're encouraging investment in paper that is inflated way beyond its value, and they're setting up the middle class for the fall that Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels wanted to happen with the elimination of the middle class through an economic catastrophe in the Communist Manifesto. And that's really what this is all about. But, you know, that's just, what do I know?
You know, one thing, I'm sure all of you are aware of FEMA and what FEMA is all about, and I know Bill has done extensive studies into that and educating you about FEMA. One of the things that has changed recently in regards to FEMA, FEMA was set up that if we have some sorts of natural disasters or war disasters, that the government, particularly the president, has executive powers to initiate martial law and to basically bypass some of the checks and balances that are in there right now. One of the things that they added to FEMA was economic disasters. Now, it kind of makes you wonder why did all of a sudden they decide to put economic disaster? Do they feel that there's one on the horizon? Do they feel like that this is a possibility that we could be having an economic disaster? You know, folks, if you want to control somebody, I've always said the way that you control people are two things: take away their weapons and take away their money. If they have no weapons, they can't defend themselves, and if they have no money, they can't buy their way out of it. And if they can do that, and look at the Social Security now. They've adopted a law that allows the government to put the Social Security and invest it into the stock market. Now, if we have a stock market crash, and look what we've been doing with the Social Security over the last few decades, we've been taking money out of the Social Security fund to supplement the deficit of our country. When we say we have a $200 billion deficit or a $300 billion deficit or whatever it may be, for a fiscal year, that's the amount of money, that's not the debt, that gets added to the debt at the end of the year, but that's the amount of money that they run short each year, the amount of overspending. Now, if you and I overspend like that, we get in trouble in a real hurry. You know, if I overspend out of my checkbook, my wife's going to, you know, have a talk with me and tell me not to do that. That's a no-no, and then the bank's going to give me an overdraft notice and start charging me all kinds of deals for bounced checks. The government doesn't do that. They just write checks arbitrarily, and it ends up being a deficit. Well, now, to cover some of that, they take money out of the Social Security fund, and they've been doing it and replacing it with IOUs and have plundered all that money that's in there. And then what's left, they decide, well, let's take what's left and we'll put it into the Social Security or into the stock market, because the stock market's been averaging 15% to 20% over the last 5 years. It's had this phenomenal run, and we can maybe make up some of those losses by doing that. Well, guess what? Now, when this stock market crashes and the stock Social Security money's in there and is lost, they say, well, sorry, I guess, you know, it's gone now. Now they've got a real, you know, I guess somewhat legitimate excuse of why your money's no longer in the stock in the Social Security fund. You know, it's been plundered anyhow, but now they've got a reason to tell you why it's all gone.
But the truth is that when we did the research, because we kept hearing all this talk about the Social Security Trust Fund, we did the research, we found out there is no Social Security Trust Fund. And folks, if you think I'm telling you a big one, if you think that this is some kind of an untruth, you check into it yourself. All of the trust funds that the government operates are in the law. And you can look it up in the United States Code. I've given you the reference before. I don't have it in my hand right now, but I've given you that reference before on this broadcast. I told you exactly where to look, and it wasn't too long ago that I did that. There is no... for anything they want to use it for. And now they're concocting this story to put the Social Security money from the quote-unquote trust fund into the stock market so that when the stock market comes crashing down, as they know it will, because it has to when stocks are valued 20 times what they're really worth, what the company property is really worth, then it's got to come tumbling down. There has to be a correction that reflects the real true value of the company for which your stock represents. And when that happens, then they'll be able to tell you that the Social Security Trust Fund was wiped out and that there is no more money in the fund and start over again at ground zero, because they're in big trouble. You see, they don't have the money that they're supposed to have. And they have created too much money and put it into circulation. And that's what causes this rampant inflation. And that's what causes the ability for people to lay their hands on large amounts of money in the form of credit in order to buy more stock, in order to cause the market to go up to higher levels so that they can point to it and say, see, the economy is really improving. When the truth is, it's all a house of cards. It's non-existent wealth. And that's exactly the same thing that happened back in the late 20s, I believe it's 1929 when the market crashed. And that's exactly what happened. People were purchasing stock with a small margin of money, and they inflated the market to the point where the money didn't exist, and then one day somebody pulled the plug, and you can bet somebody pulled the plug. It didn't sort of wiggle out by itself. And you all know what happened after that. We'll be right back after this short pause, I hope. I think. You going to be here?
I'm going to stay.
I wash my face in dirty water, cause it gives my mind a little order. And I play that game just like I should do. But my whole world slipped away. I live my life by living slowly. And I take my time, I've been a
welcome back to the Hour of the Time. Gene has a, by the way, I'm William Cooper, in case some of you out there don't know. And we're always picking up new listeners and new stations all across the country and around the world. So that's not as out of place as it sounds. Gene has put together, to kick off this partnership, to help those of you who maybe have never, ever in your life made this kind of purchase, Gene's going to tell you what this purchase is for and what it is and how much it costs and all that kind of stuff. And if you purchase it, what you're doing is helping yourself. You're helping Gene and his family, and you're helping the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Now remember, folks, none of this goes into my pocket. I don't. In fact, if we didn't need it to make the network work, we wouldn't probably be doing it. I'd be doing just like I've always done before. I would probably ask Gene to pay just for the satellite time and the air time on the on WRMI, and we'd go from there. So this gives you a chance to participate, and it makes sure that if Gene makes a profit, the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network makes money to help keep it on the air. So bear that in mind, and remember that if this works, all of those of you who have been sending in money for extra programming, which we've been providing mainly on Sunday afternoons and evenings, you won't have to do that anymore. If this works, we will be expanding the broadcasting programming on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network until we've reached a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, forever kind of thing, until, you know, something unforeseen stops it. And I don't see anything happening like that in the near future, although we know that that's always possible. So listen to Gene and sit back. And help us kick this off, folks. We're going to give you an 800 number to call, and this is going to be, hopefully, the answer to your problem, my problem, and Gene's problem. And you can't get anything better than that.
One of the things I want to just, make a comment on, Bill and I, even though that the radio network will be receiving half of the profit, we want you to understand we didn't inflate the price way up there so that we both make a big, you know, the radio and my company makes a big killing. Actually, you're going to find out we're probably cheaper than 95% of everybody still out there. What we're relying on is the masses. There's thousands of you out there that are listening right now. Thousands of you that can do something versus other people's philosophy. Well, let's get 10 people to spend $100,000. Hey, I'd rather have 100,000 people spend $10, or 200,000 people spend $10. And so what we put together here is something very, very inexpensive. It's a combination of both gold and silver. It's what I call it's a survival packet. You're not going to find any high-priced, rare, exotic coins in there. And that's something I'm not really all convinced that that's an appropriate thing to own, rare coins. Hey, if you're a coin collector, good, buy rare coins. But if you're looking to just protect your family, I'm not so sure that's the best thing that would be for your protection. But what we put together here is a gold and silver package. It consists of a 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle, 1 British Sovereign, which is approximately 1/4 ounce of gold, a half roll of silver dollars. They can be either Morgan dollars or Peace dollars, but they're going to be the older 1921, in that era of silver dollars, when we had real money and the money was consistent of real metal instead of these nickel-plated copper coins that we have today. But we had real money, so these are going to be real silver dollars. And then a roll of what is called junk dimes. Junk dimes is referred to the junk coinage as dimes, quarters, and half dollars that were minted on or before 1964. These are 90% silver, again, when we had real money. So again, that's a 10th-ounce gold eagle, 1 British sovereign, half a roll of silver dollars, and a roll of junk dimes or silver dimes. The total price, which includes the shipping and the handling and out the door delivered to you direct, is only $250. And again, we tried to make this as inexpensive as we could to get out there so that I believe, you know, everybody that's listening could probably afford to put this in. And what you're doing almost literally is you're taking $250 of paper money and converting it into a real money, gold and silver. And so you're just almost changing hands there. Now, the number to call, and there's a number of operators that are standing by to take your order, and they'll give you all the instructions of how to send the funds and the whole nine yards. It's 1-800-295-295. 1-800-295-2432. Let me give that to you again. 1-800-295-2432. And this is going to be, hey, this may be the first thing that you've ever done. You may have been doing something all along. But understand, this is going to go, you're helping yourself primarily, because that's our number one concern. Let's get you protected. I sincerely believe that there's going to come a time when you're going to need this to go to buy groceries with or to take care of your family. So you're building a wall of protection. Walls are built one brick at a time. Hey, this may be your very first brick. Put it in place and get started doing something. And I'm believing for thousands of people to call and to get this. Again, it's a 10th-ounce gold eagle, a British sovereign, which is a gold coin, by the way. That's a gold coin. Half a roll of silver dollars and a roll of junk dimes, which is like $5 face dollar, five face dollars worth of dimes, or 50 dimes in that roll. And it's a total package of only $250.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what the value of this is based upon what the listeners can understand? When you talk about a $10 gold eagle, what are you talking about? If they went out to buy it, you know, in most of the places out there, what would they, could they expect to pay for that? Well, let's you know, give them what the value is, and then so that they can understand exactly what it is. I know a lot of people out there never purchased gold and silver. I know that a lot of the steady listeners to the Hour of the Time have and know what we're talking about. But we have to talk to those people who really don't understand, can't conceive in their mind. Most people in this world have never seen a gold coin, much less ever held one in their hand outside of a museum. And I guarantee you, they didn't hold it in their hand in the museum.
No.
So yeah. Why don't you go through these one by one and just talk about what is the actual, what could they expect to pay out there? And
well, for the 10th-ounce gold eagle, and again, that's just what it is. It's a bullion coin. There's no numismatic value to it whatsoever. You're just basically buying it for its gold content. And you would probably pay out there, if you went to a coin shop, and it can vary from place to place, but probably, you know, $45 to $50 for a 10-ounce gold eagle. British Sovereign, you're going to pay probably pretty close to $100 for that. Silver dollars of this caliber, you're going to probably pay $7.50, maybe as much as $7.95. I've seen some places sell them for as much as $11 for these silver dollars. Junk dimes, you're going to pay probably, oh, four times their face value. In other words, you're going to pay probably 40 cents a piece for a junk dime if you went out and just, you know, went to a coin show or went to a mom-and-pop coin store. These are kind of the retail prices that you're going to pay out there. So you're definitely saving some money by buying it, because I buy it in bulk and in a wholesale level, so I save it, and, you know, we'd end up passing it on to you.
And just so that you'll also know this, occasionally you'll run into a deal somewhere where you might be able to get junk dimes for 30 cents a piece. But that's not all that common, folks. We want you to understand exactly what it is you're buying, and but more than that, we want you to understand why you're buying it. You're not buying this as an investment to make money. If there is a collapse of the economy, the value of all of this is going to go way up. If there's not, it's going to fluctuate with the confidence in the phony counterfeit money that they tell you is money now, which really isn't, the Federal Reserve notes. And if the stock market goes up, the value is either going to remain the same or maybe go down a little bit. If the stock market goes down, then the price of what you have purchased here will most likely go up. It could go up a little bit, or it could go up an awful lot, depending upon how much the stock market drops. But the value of gold and silver, so that you will understand this, is always based upon the confidence of the people in the paper that is circulating as money at the time. So as long as people have strong confidence in the dollar, you're not likely to make
money on this, but this will protect your assets against a financial
collapse.
That's right.
You know, the experts, even
Are any kind of financial mishap or emergency.
You know, what I try to recommend to people in protecting their portfolio, and when people, you know, call and, you know, we begin to kind of go on a case-by-case basis, because there is really no set rule in this. But, you know, generally you look at putting maybe 10%, as little as 10% of your net worth as far as your liquid cash asset. You can't call your house. We're talking about money that you either have in savings or stocks or bonds or whatever that you've got set aside for retirement or for whatever. Your liquid cash assets, as little as 10%, as much as 25%. In the paper today, this guy that's running this $30 million fund, here's how he has his divided up. He has 24% in stocks. 24% in stocks, 38% in cash, and the rest of it, he says he has salted away in gold. Now, so he has a much higher percentage of it in gold. I look at 10 to 25%. Generally speaking, that will, especially on the 25% level, if we see a collapse in the stock market, what it's going to have, if we see a major correction in the stock market, it won't just affect the stock market. It will transcend over into the currency market. You've got countries that are investing in our currency and in our stock market. And when their confidence starts to erode, so does the value of your dollar. And when the dollar starts to erode, the value of precious metals goes up. And again, it counterbalances what you're losing in your left hand is counterbalanced by what you have in your right hand with the precious metals. So you end up, if you do this right, you end up, if you had $1 million net worth and you had 250,000 of it in gold and the other three quarters of it in paper, and when we see the collapse of that, the other one comes up to balance out, and you still have your $1 million worth of purchasing power, because that's what you have to, that's the bottom line. The purchasing power of your dollar or your gold or whatever it is you have, it doesn't make any difference how many digits you have in the bank, how many zeros are behind the one. If you got $1 million and it won't buy you a car anymore, what good is it? You know, I've got encased in a plastic case a bill from the Weimar Republic. It was worth 50 million marks. Now, if I had this in prior to this, I think it was 1923, if I had it prior to that, I'd have been a multimillionaire. Convert it back over into U.S. currency, and I'd have been sitting pretty. But by the time that they printed this, and in four short years, this thing went from being worth something to being worth nothing. They printed them by the wheelbarrows full. And at the same time, gold went up about 5,000%. So what would have been better to have all your money in? All this Weimar Republic or the old German Republic money, or to have your money stuck in gold? People that had their money in paper, they were out of luck. The people that had precious metals at the time, whether it be even in their jewelry or whatever, and they wanted to get out of the country, guess what got them out of the country? It was their precious metals. Their paper money wasn't worth anything. They couldn't even keep up with it. They were printing it so fast. So, you know, that's what this is all about, is to protect yourself, to have something to fall back onto, and you know, God forbid, you know, now... Personally, you know, and being, a believer, and I'm not trying to use religion to sell you because I think that's wrong, but believer in the Bible and whatnot, I believe that we're coming to a time when we are going to see some cataclysmic events in our country and in this world, and it just, like I said, you better have something to fall back onto, because if you're counting on the government to take care of you, you are in bad. You're going to be sadly mistaken.
Well, they feed people like you to the lions.
That's it.
And me too, folks. Well, I think this is great, and I wanted something to kick this off with. And we're going to be giving you a new offer of some kind once a week. And we're going to. I pledge to you, folks. I pledge to you, because this is the way it's got to be. I pledge to you personally that we will make the prices as low as we possibly can without hurting Gene and his company, and making sure that whatever purchase you make is really going to be a good purchase that you're going to be proud of, and it's really going to help you in time of need. And I pledge to you that 50% of whatever markup is on any package that we offer to you is going to go totally, 100% and completely to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network to provide increased programming to make sure that we can maintain the satellite audio subcarrier and that that we can provide good quality programming to all of the affiliate stations that we have across the country and around the world, and so that we can grow and be successful in our mission, which is to educate the public of the world and to try with all of our might to save freedom. Because you all know, if we lose it here, it's gone for the world. So support this effort and call 1-800-295-2432. That's 1-800-295-2432. And order your survival pack number one right now. And keep that number on hand, because every week or two or three, we're gonna come up with something new. And if you're interested in other kinds of gold or silver purchases, please call this number and leave a message for Gene to get a hold of you. He will contact you. And Gene has pledged to me that he's going to make sure that he maintains fair prices and that we treat you decently. Well, not we. It's his company. And we're not really in a business partnership. It's just that instead of accepting a set fee for sponsoring the hour of the time of the Worldwide Freedom Network programming, we have made this agreement so that in helping yourself, you're helping the network that you listen to, you're helping Gene, and Gene's not going to run away with, and he wouldn't anyway, folks. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for a long time, but you always have to be responsible and make sure that strange things don't happen. So he cannot gouge you without me knowing about it. And like I said, Gene would never do that. But in this, make sure that it's not ever going to happen. We've set up an independent accounting method so that anytime you ever make a purchase from Southwest International Trading, I get a complete list of the purchases and what the cost was and what the markup is and everything. And believe me, if I ever see anything that is out of hand, you know me, folks. You know I will come unglued and I will dance all over Gene Miller.
So. You know, there's not too many, and I don't know if this is the right thing to say or not, but I guess what, in the business world, there's not too many things I fear. But I know one thing about Bill Cooper, and you know, I'm not trying to portray him as a bad man, but when he sees something wrong, he is not afraid to tell the world. And so I respect the man, and I would never, like I say, never cross the line on that. One of the things I'm going to be doing over the next weeks and months as we go is to spend time, hopefully once a week or however, you know, Bill wants to set this up, to educate you. Hey, I'll be honest with you, folks. There's some stuff that goes on in the business that and things that, that you have no business buying. And I'll just plain out, you know, tell you that there's things that are really just not appropriate for protectionary type investing or putting your funds into. And then just, you know, I want to educate you about this market. I want to keep you abreast as to what's going on in the stock market, what's going on in the gold market, the changes that are happening in the laws that are around us that will affect all the markets, you know, like the FEMA law. There's a super IRA bill, different things that are happening that can have a direct effect on what we're doing even here today and in the gold and the silver and the stock market and your finances. You know, if you don't pay attention, you know what, that's what they're kind of counting on, because when the rug is pulled out from underneath you, believe me, millions of people are going to be caught by surprise. And so hopefully we can kind of keep some of those surprises to a minimum and keep you educated, because knowledge
is power.
Is power.
And one of the things he's talking about, this new IRA thing, is where they're going to encourage people that instead of buying gold and silver and holding it themselves, that they can buy the gold and silver and it will be put into their IRA as a certificate, and it'll be held by whoever they bought it from. And I got news for you, folks. In an emergency, you can't take anything out of an IRA. So that's why they're doing it, so that when there's an emergency, you'll still be at the mercy of the government and will not be able to help or protect yourself with a store of any kind of commodity on hand that you can fall back on. And that's the whole purpose of these things. They're sneaky. They are liars, chronic, perpetual liars and deceivers and manipulators, like I've been telling you for years. And we're out of time. Gene, I want to welcome you back. You've always been a good friend. You certainly always did right by the listeners of this broadcast. And for two or three years, you were right there every week giving the metal report and educating our listeners, and you're going to be doing that again.
Absolutely. Look forward to doing it.
Thank you.
It's good to be back.
Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind, 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I
our steady listeners, and for all of our affiliate stations on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, beginning tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, the hour of the time will rerun. Beginning tonight, and five nights a week, from now on, the hour of the time will be rerun at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Affiliate stations who rebroadcast the hour of the time, beginning tonight and every night, five nights a week, the hour of the time will be rerun at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern time. Make note of that. Put it in your schedule. This is the voice of freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. To find out how you can help the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network stay on the air and help yourself at the same time, call 1-800-295-2432. That's 1-800-295-2432. And ask about Survival Pack Number 1.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming, All Oldies, Most of the Time. Classic radio like you always wished it could be. Only right here on 101.1 FM, Eager.
No.